You're listening to the Tony Conley Morning Show on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS, 1320WILS.com. To win a Chamber of Commerce award is challenging because most chambers have hundreds and hundreds of businesses that are members. Well, Friedland Industries have done just that. We're going to talk a little bit more about that with Michael Bass, Larry Bass, and Randy Rifkin, who are all from Friedland and are all with us this morning. Gentlemen, how are you?
Good morning.
Really good.
All right. Good morning,
wow,
Tony.
Thanks.
Good morning.
All right, let's get to the important stuff. Who's buying lunch later?
I'll do that.
All right.
That's why we're here. I thought you were doing that.
All right, yeah. Larry, let's start with you. Tell us about this award.
Well, we were honored by the Chamber of Commerce for the Small Business of the Year Award for 2014. The event will be held on February 10th at the Kellogg Center. Chamber of Commerce's Lansing Regional Chamber of Commerce's annual dinner, and we're very honored, humbled, and surprised.
I've been around you a lot, and I haven't seen you this giggly, this happy, this smiley before. I sense a huge sense of pride with this.
There is. Friedland has had a presence in the community for 126 years,
yeah.
And 127?
Yeah.
I don't look that old, so I lost track.
Randy, tell us, what do you think about that? Grab the microphone, if you will, Randy.
Well, I have a few thoughts. You know, what sets Friedland apart from the other scrap dealers or recyclers in the area is the level of our dedication and involvement in the community and in Lansing. Ownership and management are all local. And that's to say that we all work, live, and raise our families in this community right here.
What, Randy, why is that important?
I think it's important because it's a different level of dedication and involvement and caring. And it bleeds through to our service to our customers, our service to our community, what we give back to the community, both in terms of capital as well as our time and energy. And we're very involved and, you know, we're very committed to Lansing being the best place it could possibly be. You know, on a business level, what sets us apart is our service and the dedication and friendly expert service provided by our staff.
All right, let's talk about service. I mean,
yeah, it's a really big thing.
I mean, Michael, I bring in my stuff, you weigh it, you give me my money, right?
Sort of, right? Kind of, yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty
complicated.
Well,
as
an outsider looking in, it might look complicated, and then, you know, what we try to do is make it as streamlined and as easy as possible. So really, you know, when you come in with your material, say you're cleaning out your garage and you have old shelving units, you know, and you, rather than throwing them away, you can bring them to us and we can pay you for the current commodity value for them. For shelving units, it would be called sheet iron. And really, you know, you come in, you provide us with your photo ID. We have to take a lot of information. And then, you know, you come across a scale, we point you into the right direction and into the facility, you drop your material off, and then you weigh your truck again with you in it, and then that's how we tell the net weight of the material, and we can pay you.
The reason I asked that, Larry, is Lee Cohen, our sales manager, and I have talked about this. You know, people who do this, especially not the big boys who bring in scraps, they're looked down upon, they're chastised, they're not. When they come to your business?
Well, they're not, because that's how they make a living. And we've had the same customer base for many, many years. Just because they don't come from a big office or a big place doesn't mean that they shouldn't be treated as just like the people that have come from a big place. I was taught the very first thing 40 years ago when I came into the business, that even the person that brings in one piece of cardboard is just as important as people that bring in tons and tons and tons of material.
You know, Randy, I learned a little bit about this when we had an old washer, and I found a scrapper online, and he came by, and he's by himself, and he's an older guy, and he wasn't in the best of health. And so I had to help him lift it up the stairs, which was a huge pain, and lift it onto his truck. But while I was doing that, to talk to the guy who was going to make some good cash from this, who knew instead of putting it out on the curb or throwing it in a dump that it was going to be recycled. He was telling me his story. Mm-hmm. And the guy had great pride in all that. And this was kind of like a surprise from the aspect he didn't expect it. He didn't expect that income. And it made me feel good after I did that. And I get a sense people who bring that to you feel the same way.
Well, absolutely. And, you know, we get people that bring in very small amounts of product and people that bring in huge amounts of product. And like Larry says, they are all treated the same. Our employees are trained to give respect and the best service they possibly can to the smallest guy and the biggest guy. There are a lot of people that, as a second job and some as a first job, are in the business of scrapping material on a daily basis. And we look at it like fish in a sea. We're a bigger fish in the mm-hmm. sea, but there's smaller fish that are also feeding the bigger fish.
All right, so you're giving great service, and then your employees are doing a good job, and they know their customers, and they make them feel good. What else sets your business apart?
What Michael started to say, excuse me, easy access, I think, is a good thing.
Why? Is access challenging with this?
Not a lot of flat tires. Yeah. Our place is really, really clean.
Mm-hmm. Right. We go to great lengths to make sure that when people come in, they can feel safe mm-hmm. and that it's a clean area. They don't have to worry about things like flat tires when they come in. And you know the point that you made earlier about the guy that was the scrapper who was helping you with your washer. You know, it just reminds me of it's the mindset, right? What is it to be an environmentalist? Right. And I think, you have public perception of what an environmentalist is. Right. And what people may think and want recycling to be versus what it actually takes in reality to make it happen. And I think, you know, it's things like that we try to help educate the public on.
Right. So you're third generation, right?
Fourth.
Fourth generation. Yeah. Yeah. What's this award? What do you think? And especially watching these veterans here.
You know, I think it's incredible because when we growing up in it, I guess I always saw all of the accolades, you know, that my dad and Randy have gotten, and that, you know, my grandfather and my great grandfather, and I've heard stories, you know, and everything that we have on the wall as far as accolades goes. And growing up around it, I didn't really think much of it. And, you know, my dad was saying before that, you know, you don't realize until you start writing this stuff down. It's kind of like when you have to apply for a job, say you decide to make a career change and you have to update your resume. And in doing so, you write everything down that you've done in between the last time that you updated it. And you think, wow, who was that masked man? You know, so it's we've done a lot. And it's pretty humbling, really.
Right, Larry.
I do want to say thank you to Carol Giacoletto and Kurt Hannes from Chase Bank. Definitely. They actually nominated us mm-hmm. for the award.
All right.
And what Michael was referring to is they called us and asked us if it was okay that they did that. And we said, you know, usually we just want to be left alone.
Right.
But we said, oh, that's a great honor just to be nominated. I don't know who the other nominees
this were. This show is similar to the O'Reilly Factor. We like to give our guest final word. Larry, final word on this.
Final word. Wow. I think that when Michael's great-grandfather emigrated from Latvia and came through Canada, met his wife in Bad Axe, Michigan, and landed on the corner of Center Street and Maple Street in North Lansing, Old Town. That's the history of the business right there.
Yeah. Randy, final word for you.
Yep. Well, I just want to say that I am very proud to be part of the Friedland family. And the fact that this is a fourth-generation business, what we've accomplished in transforming a fourth-generation business into a state-of-the-art, full-service recycling facility.
Michael?
It's quite amazing.
Well, to go back to my great-grandfather, David Friedland, always think about is this ad that – and we have it – we have this as well over at Friedland, this ad that he – placed in the Lansing State Journal on January 1st, 1929, and the title of it says, "Our Grandchildren Will Thank Us." And it goes on about how there's about saving the Earth's natural resources. And this is in 1929, and I think for him to have the foresight to understand how important that is, and both from an environmental perspective and an economic perspective, is pretty phenomenal. And the fact that, you know, then my grandfather and my dad and my uncle have